During the busy months of summer, the last thing on our minds is planting new vegetables. But the middle of July is the perfect time to get your fall garden started. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Homan, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Fall gardens produce cool season vegetables at more optimum temperatures, which leads to tastier veggies that are higher quality. When planting your fall garden, plant slightly deeper than you would in the spring, so the seed stays cooler and the soil around the seed stays moist longer. Plant more thickly and thin the plants later. It's helpful during the busy summer months to follow a gardening calendar to know when to plant your fall crops. In mid-July, plant potatoes if you can find some seed potatoes or have some saved. Do not use freshly dug potatoes as they have a built-in dormancy that will prevent them from growing. Make sure to plant certified seed potatoes. Grocery store potatoes are often treated so they will not sprout. You can also plant cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower from seed in mid-July. Choose a protected place where the soil can be kept moist and rabbits will not bother them. This will not be where they'll grow the entire season, but these crops can be transplanted later in mid-August. Late July is the perfect time to seed beets, carrots, and beans. In late July to early August, you can also seed spinach and long-season maturing lettuce. Leaf lettuce can be seeded later on in the season. During the second week of August, you can transplant those cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower plants to their final location. Finally, in mid to late August, you can seed radish and leaf lettuce. When caring for your garden, use light amounts of fertilizer before planting. For example, apply 1/4 cup of a low analysis fertilizer, like a 6-7-7, per 10-foot row. Side dress 2 weeks after transplanting or 4 weeks after sowing seed with a high nitrogen fertilizer. Watering must occur more frequently because seeds should not be allowed to dry out. Overhead watering often causes the soil to crust, making it more difficult for young tender plants to emerge. This can be prevented by applying a light sprinkling of peat moss, vermiculite, or compost directly over the row after seeding. It works best to water with a soaker hose or drip irrigation placed next to the new seedlings to allow water to slowly seep into the ground. If you have any questions about how to start the perfect fall garden, contact your local extension office. This has been Cassie Homan, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!